is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
And hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to that good old-fashioned Hard Feelings podcast. I'm your host this week, H. Foley, sitting directly across from me, enjoying his retirement, the newest member of AARP and Colonial Penn Life Insurance, Kevin Ryan, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Taking his morning selfie, huh? You send that to your Mahjong group, whoever you hang out with?
My Mahjong group?
Yeah, Mahjong. That's what the old ladies play. Play a little Mahjong. Mahjong. You don't know Mahjong? You know Gin Rummy? Huh? Bingo? What do you play? What's your game there, Sally?
I don't like the way this started. We should fucking, we should take five, go catch a smoke, and restart, daddy-o.
You'd be taking the casino bus with the girls, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Folks, it's a beautiful day here in New York City. We're recording this ahead of schedule, so we're getting ready to kick off the old Labor Day weekend. Uncle Hank is disappearing for a little while because this guy's all over everybody's radar, and it ain't good. I stink.
Guys, Foley, P.U.
You didn't see any of those pictures from the grand opening of the club, did you?
I did.
Did you see the one of me with the cigarette outside with Leo Wolf?
I didn't.
Holy shit.
You look bad.
Dude, I look like a dead guy. Like, yay, right after this picture, he dropped dead.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Buddy, what?
I'm gross. I got
to
figure
what
out.
What do you think I've been? What do you think? I've been lying to you for the past 2 years?
I didn't think it was that bad, man. I'm fucking.
You're delusional.
I'm disgustingly fat.
Yes.
And I'm not even carrying it well. Like, I have a stomach on my neck. It, like, sticks out.
I've been calling you fat, gross, disgusting, sweaty, fucking pig, fat, lard ass for 2 years. And it takes a picture for you to realize that?
I mean, dude, I was so sweaty. Everybody else looked at
me. Buddy, you were wearing a T-shirt. A green T-shirt,
yeah.
And it looked like you just got out of the pool.
I know. What do people think when they see me?
You're fat. Where is this disconnect, you fucking idiot? I've been calling you fat every single day.
Well, I'm on the
the past 5 years.
I'm done. I'm on the celery juice. I'm fucking juicing. I did it.
You're probably freebasing it. Got to get something, baby. You know what I mean?
No, I looked up the medical medium on Instagram because Seinfeld's wife was
for you. It's probably
it.
A medical extra large. You know.
Anyway, I'm juicing. I'm eating right. I'm going
since
home.
When?
Since the past week.
The picture was taken 2 days ago.
Well, I'm working on it. What do you want from me?
You can see you're already lying.
I'm not lying.
That sounds like a liar. I'm not lying. You're lying.
I got to get it together. This fucking heat this summer. I'm so glad. I'm actually grateful because I don't know if you guys out there know this. Uncle, I'm having a little bit of a meltdown. Had a rough couple of weeks.
Is that you? What's vibrating here?
It was my phone. I'm sorry.
Put it on the fucking floor.
All right. Hang on a second. Fill the air.
Yeah, I can handle it. What are you doing? Just plugging it in? All right.
There we go. It's plugged in.
What were you saying?
I'm tanking, man. Mentally, I don't feel well. Not feel well. Like my timing, everything is just fucking off. And I'm glad. I've realized it. I fucking have beat myself up over it for a couple of weeks, and now I'm starting to do something about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And what I wanted to ask you something today was when do you get to that point? Okay. And real quick, I'm glad that it's happening now. You know, I'm lucky that it's happening now. Everything's a little slow right now. Haven't had any auditions in a couple of weeks, so that's good. You know, the industry kind of
that's one way to spin it. That's good. Taking a little bit of sabbatical.
Well, it's good that it's good that you know, there's not a lot going on right now. And fucking the Labor Day weekend's coming up. I can fucking ride out the end of the summer at my parents' house under the cover of darkness.
You're just under a pool cover. Couple more sandwiches down here, man.
What I wanted to ask you, some people out there might think, you know, when you have hard feelings, when you have things going on, at what point do you start? At what point do you go from holy fuck, what is this? To all right, let's start doing something about it. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's your problem. There's no
me personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of just you know, you got to accept it a little bit. You know, it's like you're trying to fight out of this, out of that, out of that. Just going, hey, I'm in this period right now. I'm gonna get out of it. It'll be fine. And the quicker you're just like, okay, this is it. This is going to happen. You've been in fucking slumps. You've been in fucking weird mental places before.
Sure.
That's going to happen forever.
To everybody.
Yeah, of course. That's okay. Going to happen forever. And just go, okay, this is where I'm at right now. The more you fight it,
yeah,
the worse you're going.
I was trying to fight through it. I thought after Saturday that I was getting my juices back.
No.
And it's just been a fucking nightmare.
Because now you go, so for the listener, Foley's been what we in the comedy industry call tanking on stage. You've been having some rough sets.
Yes.
And now when you go, it's like a batter in a slump. You go up there and you're like, oh, you think, oh, don't fuck this up. Don't swing at the first pitch. The next thing you know, you fucking, the bat's flying out of your hands and you're hitting a third grader in the stands.
I've been opening with, what'd you guys do today? It's like,
can I have some of that?
Do you guys not like me? It's my first thing out of my mouth. Because I'm all, because it's so fucking hot. Everybody's so tired. I'm fucking sweating. As soon as I get up there, I feel like I'm fucking defusing a bomb. You know, and like everybody can
it's
see
bomb
right
sure.
through me.
It's definitely a bomb, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is straight from Al-Qaeda.
I don't like this. You're up, I'm down. This is no good.
When have you ever been up above
me? I was doing movies. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're still waiting tables.
Couple weeks ago.
In life, you're down. I'll give you the movie role for fucking $2,000.
Okay.
But not this. Kippy's always been winning. I'm a winner.
I'm down to part-time, buddy. All right, I'm working maybe 10 hours a week.
Well, you're there for 20, but you're fucking working 10.
I'll come in here with your rich guy. Ooh, what do you got there?
Business.
Whatever you got it, I want it.
Kippy's got new business cards. No. You lean into it a little bit. Just go, all right, this is where I'm at. I'll get through it. The more you start kicking and screaming. Dude, I did that. I was in a slump where the past week, just like not having good sets, whatever, 2 weeks, just, that wasn't good. It just wasn't what I wanted. And like 2 or 3 days ago, I was like, this is going to happen for the rest of your career.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
So why fight it? You know it's going to, you're going to come out of it.
I hope so. This one feels like I'm never going to come out of it.
That's what the audiences are saying, too. They said, where did this guy come from? He just walk in here and grab a microphone?
I got to get a new pair of sneaks. That's what it is.
That'll turn everything
around. What do you mean? It all starts from your feet and up. Like, my feet have been sore because I'm wearing these boat shoes.
What are you going to fucking Indian doctors? It all starts from, hey, you need a good pair of shoes, kid. That'll turn it around.
My Indian name is He Eats a Lot. That's what I need. I need a cleanse. I need something cathartic. Go out to Joshua Tree for a couple of days.
See the light, you know what I mean?
Hit Burning Man. Fucking trip out, dose up, fall in, whatever it is. Do something.
Nah, you gotta just fucking relax. It's fine. You'll get through it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting the fuck out of Dodge.
But see, like, you're even going, you're attacking this.
What?
Vacation. This get out of Dodge already. Like, you're putting, there's so much expectations on this. I want to go. I don't want any fucking problems. I don't want to, like, the second one thing goes wrong. Oh, my fucking vacation. I can't even have 2 days. I got to be in the city dealing with this shit. I'm bombing on stage. I'm fighting with my girlfriend. And now all of a sudden, the dog. You're winding yourself up to fail.
Yeah.
Go down. You go to your shitty fucking parents' house with that shitty fucking pool. It's going to be a shit fucking time, but whatever. Sit back, enjoy.
The Bubba Burgers are flowing.
I almost copped a couple of Bubba Burgers last night.
Oh, yeah, you're doing real well.
I took a picture of it. They were in the grocer's.
What, on
freezer.
Somebody's grill? Snuck into somebody's backyard. What, you almost got some Bubbas?
I didn't say it, no. I was buying turkey burgers.
Ooh, frozen?
Frozen TB.
Look at you. Wow.
Polios, I think it is.
I like them cold myself.
What?
Polio? Who's that? They make cheese.
Whoops.
All right, you were shitting on that. You don't like a polio string cheese.
I don't dislike it.
Those
were weird kids that could just bite into a big block of cheese. It's like you're eating a finger. Get out of here, buddy.
Oh, man. I tortured those things. I would peel them nice and slow.
Take little nibbles off. I like that.
Dude, they were the best. I'll polio man all the way. Polio string cheese, folks. Check it out at your local grocer's refrigerator. Shitting on polio.
I wasn't shitting on it. I just didn't fuck with it heavy.
Anyway, I got to come out of this, and I hope it's okay me airing this on the
podcast. Yeah, now you're already questioning. I hope it's okay. It's our fucking podcast.
Fuck you guys. I don't need this shit.
Fuck you, too. What are they going to write
fucking in? Fucking tanking up here. I'm fighting with the broad.
Relax.
I got no money, no
you're
insurance.
You're too paranoid.
I am. How do you stop that?
He came, for the listener, he just came up to me and goes, "Hey, has anybody been talking about me? Like I'm walking around wearing a wire or something." Fucking relax, man. It ain't that serious. No one gets out of this alive.
This is all we got. What do you mean this is serious?
You're in it. Just fucking relax, all man. Right. Relax. It's fucking tolling on. I could imagine your girlfriend. Now, I know she ain't a saint, but I could imagine how fucking brutal it is to be with you. I see you a couple hours
a week. That's going to make me feel better. Thanks.
I want to put a fucking gun in my mouth. Hello.
But you're all right. Don't sweat it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, pal. You're fine. This heat.
All
right. Relax. We get it. You're fat. You've been complaining about the heat since fucking December.
That's got to stop.
Chill out.
It's actually not that
It brings
bad.
Out some of the kookies, some of the crazies.
I'll tell you what it does bring out. Cape Butts, huh? Fucking onions on the subway.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. How many of you out there are actually using deodorant, okay? No. Let's fucking pick up a fucking thing of Old Spice, put it under the pits.
I don't get it. I've always been afraid of being the smelly guy. The
sure.
kid, as a kid, as a fat little kid, you know, I was always aware of it.
Fat kid, big head, fucked up nose, eyebrows. You don't.
My nose is great.
You don't
so are
add,
my eyes.
You don't want to add fucking your eyes. They're popping out of your head
as I get older.
Should be selling you at a Halloween shop. What are you talking about?
You got those glasses on.
Kids go as you for Halloween.
All right. Hey Rodney, write some of your own material, will you? You're fucking just doing Dangerfield bits.
Is that a
kids go as you for Halloween?
That's not a Dangerfield bit.
It might as well be.
That's a pretty good piece of business.
No, that. You stink.
Be hitting my nephew with that this week. That's what I need. Build up my courage.
Oh, dude, I kill go with kids.
Oh, I'm murder with the kids. Woo! Yeah. Throw an Asian accent on, I'm crushing.
It's always with their kids are big on possession, too. Like, I'll be in my brother's house and my nephew's running around, or we'd be pulling up to their house. If we were like at the store or something, pulling up to their house, I'm like, oh my God, that's my house. Oh, I can't wait to get inside my house.
Hey, your head.
Like, no shit, you fucking asshole. That's not my fucking house.
Fuck yeah.
If it was, there'd be an Airbnb family in there.
You'd be sleeping at the bus station. All right, the heat.
So it brings out some of the fucking wackies,
yes.
Right? So yesterday I'm on.
It also brings out the wackies in people.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It's like they're. If you're crazy, you go to a times 10. If
sure.
you're kind of crazy, you're everybody's 10% crazier.
Yes.
So I get on the subway, and for the listeners, I don't care if it's, this is our podcast. Well, this is what I want to talk about. I don't give a fuck.
So, don't worry about it.
You know, on the platforms, it's insanely hot waiting for the train.
Insane.
Like you can't, I can't, if you're not from here, I can't even start. It's like a sauna. Like you can't even start to describe it, how hot it is on a subway platform.
Yes.
And then if a train pulls up on the other side, it's just pushing out fucking heat and your sweat. It's crazy. So. Everybody's a little tense, but then once you get in that car, they got those cars down to like fucking 55 Fahrenheit.
Cold beers.
They are nice. So you get in there and you're sweaty and the sweat gets cold and it's
you want to just instantly fall asleep.
It's a good feeling. So I get in and I'm in an empty subway car. I'm coming down from uptown. It was like 10, it was during the day yesterday, so there's like not a lot of people. So there's like six people on in my whole car. And a guy, I'm sitting on the long bench side, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm on the one end of the long bench. So there's probably like, I don't know, 15 seats or so, and
gotcha.
I'm on the one end. A guy comes on and just right away, he just, something's on. He's dressed like a ninja. He's got like purple sweatpants on and like a blue sweatshirt. And if you're wearing a sweatshirt in this heat.
But not homeless.
Not homeless.
Okay.
But.
Crazy.
Something's right away. I'm like, he just came in with weird energy. So I'm like, something's fucking up here. So
probably me hosting.
So, yes, again, about you. so he goes, so he sits down, right? He sits down in the end seat. So now we're both on the end seats of the long row. There's like, you know, whatever, 15 seats in between us.
Sure.
And I'm whatever, just minding my business. I just go, all right, you came in a little weird. I got my eye on you. But there's. You know, 20, 30 feet between us. I go, we're fine.
Okay.
I blink, and he is in the middle of the row now. Like, he has literally slid. Like he's doing a fucking, you know, like a Broadway move. Slides down the fucking, and now he's in the, and I'm like, this, nobody.
I don't like that. That's not
nobody
good.
Moves like that.
Who else is on the train?
Nate moves. lose. There's like a couple other people.
No backup.
No backup. There's one nerdy white guy was saw what was going on, was burying his face in a book.
Yeah, fucking
he wanted no.
Shit. They'll abandon you.
So I go, all right. So this dude's big. And bigger.
White guy, black guy, what is he?
Black guy.
Okay.
So
not that that matters.
It does when you say it that way. I mean, yeah, of course it didn't matter.
But it matters.
No, so so I'm like, all right. And I've just got an eye on him. He's talking a little bit. You know, the mumbles, right? Well, very normal on the train. He could be rapping. He could be singing Bon Jovi. I don't know what
maybe
the
fuck. Maybe he's got an audition. He's going over his lines. Sure.
Sure. And he's going, all right, whatever. He's fine. Harmless. That's harmless in New York. And then out of nowhere, dude, he throws a fucking uppercut. Like a Power Ranger.
In air?
Into the air. Power Ranger Ooh. Uppercut. Woo! And I go, whoa, all right. So now I'm like, I'm fucking, you know, check your six. I'm fucking all over the place.
You're still trying to play it cool? All right, maybe he's a boxer.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe, you never know. Maybe he's just working on his shadow boxing. And now he's fucking throwing left hooks. Dude, he's like, he's going after, he's fighting for his life. But just swinging at the air as fast and hard as he can. Go, motherfucker, 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 motherfucker. So now we're pulling up to a stop, and I go, I gotta get the fuck out of here. But also at the same time, there's not enough of a if I move, if I get up, I'm going to take his attention. Like, he's going to – he can't – there's so little people on the train, and I'm sitting so close to him.
All right. What do you care, though?
That he's going to fucking do something, get up, say something, follow me off the fucking train. Because then I'm just standing – I get off the train, I'm standing on a fucking platform. Or if I move – like, I don't know. He's got a lot of wacky energy, and okay. If I get up
– you're going
to
add to it.
It's like the thing if you're – it's like he's like a T-Rex. You got to stay still. You know what I mean? So it's just like, all right. Like, I could just be a tree in his head. You know what I mean? But the second I move – the second I'm just a rock or something with bad eyebrows.
Life finds a way.
You know, exactly. So I'm like, all right. So I go, play cool. Maybe he'll fucking relax. I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know what the fuck to do. So I go,
talking your way into a beating.
So that's 137. So I let 130. So 137 comes and goes. 137th Street.
Okay.
Doors open.
Where are you going, home?
I'm coming downtown.
Coming downtown. All right.
Doors open, doors closed. Next stop's 125th. I go,
woo, that's a run.
That is a screaming meme. So I go, oh, yikes.
For the listener, we're in the studio today, and we're not the hours we're normally here. There's like actual radio personalities walking around.
Yeah, we come in like after
fucking Steve Harvey and Dr. Phil keep walking by looking at us. Like,
now you are
guys?
A fat piece of shit. That was not a bad Dr. Ooh, Phil.
It's pretty good.
You're stupid fucking asshole.
So your mom's a dumb whore, right?
Talking about your mom.
Okay.
So I go, all right. So now I'm you're nervous. You're fucking.
You're ready to fight. You're.
I don't want.
Instinctually.
Yeah. This guy's. I'm ready to fight. This guy's fighting already.
You're getting ready to defend yourself.
I'm getting ready to get the fuck. I don't know what's. If I'm pushing, grabbing the book nerd, throwing him in the. This guy's already fighting. You know what I mean? So it's like he's fighting nobody that's there.
No,
so if I make a move. He's just got to turn towards me, and we're fighting all of a sudden.
Okay. Right?
There's no – so my movements need to be fucking
– how's his technique?
Not great, but he's in there. You know what I mean? He's throwing some fucking haymakers.
He's getting some points in?
He'll put me to sleep. So I go, all right. So 125's coming up. I go, all right, I'm going to get off. You know what I mean? But I'm like, so I do the thing. I wait for the doors to – I don't get up to like, hey, I'm going to get off. You know what I mean? So I wait for the doors to open. And I go, oh, I'm going to make my
– what are you, an art thief? I see what you're doing. You wait till they start to close and you step
a little
out.
Bit because I don't want him – you know what I mean?
Following you.
Yeah.
Look at you. Got some experience being a pussy.
Talk
huh?
about paranoia, huh? I'm just fucking
you're talking off. About me.
Yeah.
This guy's probably not even there.
I'm the one punching.
Yeah.
So I go, all right. So I get up. So the doors are opening or like about to open. And I was like, you know, so I fucking stand up. This guy stands up. And
what?
I go, what the fuck? But he walks to the other door, right?
Yeah, to cut you off.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Now I'm panicked. Like, do I sit back down? If I sit back down, he's going to know I'm getting away from him. And then that's
but if you sit back down, then you know he's on to you.
Yeah, But then the doors are closed at that point, and now it's fucking Royal Rumble in the jungle. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If somebody does that, you get up to get off, they get up to get off,
you sit back down,
they sit back down, you're fighting.
Yeah, that's it. Dude, that's till the death.
Something's up.
Tell my mother I love her, you know what I mean? So I go off.
The lights on the train go out.
So he's not like mugging me, but he sees that I'm getting off, mm-hmm. right? There's only four, five, six people on the train.
Yeah. They can smell fear.
Oh, yeah.
Like bees and dogs.
What, black people?
No.
Get out of here. So I step off the train. He steps off the train and
uh-huh.
stops.
Uh-huh.
Like, he doesn't start walking.
Uh-huh.
So we're both down.
What do you do?
I'm just standing there, and in my head, I'm like, do I get back on the train? There's no exit on the, like, my side of the platform.
He's got you.
I'm fucking dead. I'm cornered.
Woo!
I'm like a fucking rat just scurrying around. So
looks like it's into the tunnels for you.
So I go, fuck. So he starts walking a little bit, like, and I go, and now the doors are closing to the train, and I'm on the platform at 125th.
I would have dove back in.
Dive back in the train.
Yeah.
And he turns to see me go back in the train. But the doors closed, so I'm like, whoo, I'm fucking good. So we're sitting there for like 3 seconds. Ding, ding, the doors open back up, and I am fucking shitting myself, dude. But I don't see him, so I'm going, what the fuck? So I hear ding, 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 ding. The door, like, the conductors for the New Yorkers, or the people not from New York, the conductors get in, like, door closing fights with people sometime that are holding
the door.
They're going ding 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 ding, and they're like, the conductor's pressing the button, the guy's holding the door, so it's like a violent type thing. So like,
it's this guy
in the next train car.
Ooh.
And I see him fucking, and then finally as he's holding the door, I go, oh, he's gonna come in. I can see it, like, he's gonna come back into the car, and it's
yep.
like, we're fucking
yep.
we're done. But he didn't get on, or he let the train go or something.
Ooh.
Dude, that thing that's been sitting with me, like, I'm thinking that guy's going to be my bedroom when I get home.
Oh, my God.
Dude, on the train, off the train.
You know what's sad about that, though, and, you know, like, severe mental illness like that, if, you know, schizophrenia or whatever he's actually seeing people in front of him
uh-huh.
that he's fighting. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Like, he's not just, he thinks there's somebody there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
think he's fighting that person.
It's crazy how powerful the brain is to do that. That can, you know, physically make you think you see.
Sure.
Yeah, because, you know, as we talked before, I had a family member that had a similar situation years ago, and they, when they would be medicated, they would say, yes, I actually would see people there, like, coming for me and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. That's fucking
lay off the peyote, huh?
This kid's a loose cannon.
No, that's true. But I also always had
thing about it, all the shows would be packed, you know? All right, fair enough.
Oh, man, you stink.
You know, that was a good piece of business.
Maybe you call in next week.
Just get a cardboard cutout.
I always had the thing of, like, you know, when you see crazy people,
uh-huh.
that there's a certain line, like, you'll be in, like, 7-Eleven. I just thought of it when I saw this guy at 7-Eleven. He's in 7-Eleven. We're all waiting in line, and he's, like, directly behind me. There's 10 people in line at 7-Eleven. And he's going, you cocksucking motherfucker.
Yeah, those guys.
And I fucking
saw one yesterday.
Yeah, and he's going, I'll fucking kill you when I get the fuck. And he's talking to somebody in his head who's mm-hmm. there. But, like, which is fine. Like, he's crazy, but also, like, he's like, well, I'm going to wait in line at 7-Eleven. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why don't you just grab your Slurpee and hit the fucking bricks? You know what I mean? Like, this guy's like, oh, I'm going to fucking verbally.
You're following some protocols.
Yeah, like,
ignoring others.
What synapse in your head is going, well, you fucking wait in line like a gentleman. You know what I mean? It's not a society of animals.
I don't care who you're screaming at.
Yeah, I don't care.
You pay for your big bite. Yeah. All right? Come on. Let's keep fucking up appearances. Yeah, there was a guy yesterday in the park. Guy walked by just screaming at him, I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking murder you. You wait till I get back to Cleveland. I'll fucking
Cleveland.
Find you. Yeah, that's what he said.
It's going to be a long ride.
Yeah, so like they play out things in their head.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You're crazy too.
Whoa, hey, who you been,
like,
talking to?
We're crazy. Everybody's crazy. Like, have you ever had an argument with somebody in your head that
today?
Yeah? Yeah. See?
Yeah.
That, so that,
I fight with people in my head that I've never even met.
It's, dude, I do the same thing. I just
but I keep it bottled up like a fucking gentleman.
Like let's say I'm going somewhere and I know a certain person's going to be there. In my head, I'll play out like this fucked up fantasy of us getting into some argument or them wronging me somehow. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way I think.
Yeah.
And it's I honestly don't want to fucking think that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm fucking crazy. And I know you're crazy. We're all a little bit crazy. It's just some people, you know what I mean? They're really good at it.
Yeah.
They really let it out.
Yeah, but I'm not crazy. You're not crazy.
What do you mean? How are we not crazy?
Well, that's what I'm saying, define crazy. The guy fucking arguing with fucking Steve in Cleveland, that guy's fucking crazy.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
Would you say you have some form of mental illness?
Illness?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say illness. I don't need to be fucking medicated.
You
I got
sure?
a couple of problems.
I talk a couple of things out on the couch.
Yeah.
How's that going, by the way? You're supposed to be helping me with that. You've been fucking holding out on me on the info.
He's on vacation.
I had to have like a meltdown fucking Tuesday night for you to fucking tell me something.
What?
You gave me a little tidbit.
That's the stuff I give you is made up. I'm practicing my own theories with you.
In the end, you remember to some award-winning psychologist.
Yeah,
he studied one patient.
It was his masterpiece.
His name was Henry Foley.
He was a fat man.
No, but that thing that you told me about, am I allowed to say this on the air?
Yeah, I don't even remember it, so go for it.
The priest in that vacation?
He's a hack, ladies and gentlemen. He's a fucking hack.
The thing you told me about how you you don't have the tools to handle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny is that...
I don't make you cry.
Yeah, I had to see a psychologist after college. When I was in college, I might have told
court ordered.
When I was in college, I thought there was something wrong with me because I was failing everything. So they went and they gave me...
Like, no, just a loser.
Mr. and Mrs. Foley.
Mr. and Mrs. Foley, very rarely do we say this, but your kid just fucking sucks. There's nothing wrong with him. It's just a fucking dullard.
Whew, I tell you, you get this kid a construction hat and a hammer.
Class A moron, huh?
Mrs. Foley, were you a big scuba diver when you were pregnant? No, so like that, you know, like to see if I had learning disabilities and all that kind of shit. And then that summer, I had to go to a psychologist to like, you know, try to figure out what it was after they diagnosed me with all this shit. And he said that to me back then. He's like, you don't have the emotion. You don't.
No, we don't.
He's like, you don't know how to make yourself feel better. Is
no.
basically what he said. You can't reassure yourself. And a lot of people out there have it, all right?
You're justifying it. Well, it's not just me. A lot of people have it.
Trying to incorporate the audience in here. I don't know. Well, I'm crazy. What do you want? We just went over this. I'm paranoid. I don't have the fucking skills. I'm doing it right now because I don't...
Oh, you're crazy.
I don't have the coping mechanisms in place to make myself feel better about a situation or work past the situation. So then, you know, I rely on drugs and alcohol. I have in the past.
Not this week.
Everything's cool.
Send your IPAs.
Oh, yeah. What about that?
Send your IPAs to the OG Podcast Network.
A couple of weeks, I better start seeing some cases of Lagunitas showing up at the fucking secretary. A
couple of craft brews, you know what I mean?
Nothing wrong
with
it.
We can drink in here, I think.
Sure. Oh, that's another thing I was going to say, is this heat is getting to everybody, and people are getting the fucking weekend started early. I swear to God, I saw three people drinking this morning. Went to get my smokes at the deli.
My girlfriend, me, my mom.
The cat. Cat's drinking. Stop looking at me with those hacky eyes. All right?
Stop making hacky jokes.
What, that
the
was
cat's
a good
drinking? You don't think I thought of that and said that's garbage and tossed it away? You go to the first one that comes to your head, I sit back like a sniper.
Because that's the way everything comes to me.
Charlie!
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. I'm a knuckleball pitcher.
Sometimes I pitch a no-no, sometimes I knock out an eighth grader.
Dude, regular guy, Not homeless, not nothing. Fucking rolled in, grabbed the Four Loko, fucking threw the shades on, fucking kept it moving. Mm-hmm. Get on the train, fucking two guys going to work.
Yeah.
Popping beers.
Thursday. A lot of people peeling out after the for the weekend.
Everyone's over it, man. I'm ready for the fucking fall.
I got this.
Ready for this summer to be in the books.
Tuesday was a big party at New York Comedy Club, which
I was there, man.
We had referenced it earlier. It was like kind of like the opening party of the new club they just launched.
Beautiful fucking, the best looking club in the city.
Okay.
Hands down.
All right. So we're all there. We're boozing, right? And Kippy likes a pop.
I like a cocktail.
Right. I just don't know when enough is enough all the time. Right. And well,
go ahead. I was going to say something.
Yeah, go.
Well, that was the first time, you know, normally, you know, the performers, you know, we want a beer, you get a beer.
Uh huh.
But, you know, there was a big party, so they were charging. So then, you know, we start getting that, you know. We get that, you know, it's like there's another obstacle. To me, there's another obstacle. All right, you know, fuck it. Get another one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the fact that you had to pay for them.
Yeah.
So it, like, becomes like a little game. Like, oh, can I sneak around and see this one that I know? Maybe she'll give me one.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking, he's buying you one back. Oh, great. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, we're fucking, Oof. I had a couple of beers that night.
I had like 10 beers.
Yeah.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so then before I went upstairs, oh, geez. So I go upstairs. There's a bar right upstairs, KGB bar. Pretty cool spot. Weird. Yeah. It's like you're stepping back into the, I don't know what's going on. Weird lighting.
First floor up there or second floor?
First floor.
Okay.
I don't know if that's
so that theater's
KGB.
On top.
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, you don't walk up two flights of steps, did you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, there you go.
Whatever. So $6 Lagunitas bottle.
What?
Not bad. All day, all night in that place.
Wow.
A lot of good, got some decent AC. It's not a bad hang. Dark, fucking, it's like the Crypt Keeper shit up there. It's like a vampire.
I like that.
Whatever. Up there. So I go, I'm going to have one. And I look around, and it's not like my crew isn't really there. I don't have like a home base that I can like post up at. There's like some people I know at this table, some people at that table, but they're all with like people that I don't know. And I just didn't feel like comfortable.
I hate that shit.
And I was just like, you know what? I don't know. What am I doing? I'm like, you're fucking wasted. Go the fuck home, you know?
You ever feel like all of a sudden you feel like you're the guy?
Yeah.
Like,
where you're, I had like, that. You're like, that's what I'm telling you.
You're like kind of like pretending like you're doing something. You're looking around like, ugh.
Yeah. So I had that. So I go, you know what? I go, hey, man, let me close out my phone. I got the beer. I go, you know what? Let me close it. Can I close that out? He goes, it's $20 minimum. $20 minimum?
20?
Fuck am I? So I go, all right. So I start
doing four more beers.
Yeah, so I'm doing the math. I'm like, oh, I got it. But then I'm like, then I got to be the guy that sit there and drink all that.
Line them up in front of you?
Well, then I'm the guy. So, no, think about it. I want to leave there because I'm like, I don't really have a social home, right?
Okay.
But then if I have to order four more drinks, I got to sit there for another fucking hour to drink those four beers.
Or you could have done the cool guy thing, ordered three more beers, and dropped them on the table where the people were. Then you would have had some friends.
What are you, fucking AC Slater? Shut the fuck up with that, you fucking dork.
I'm just giving you an option.
So I go, all right. You know what's more expensive and quicker to drink than Lagunitas?
No. I tell you what.
A couple of whiskey.
No, you didn't.
So, boom.
You got one Lagunitas.
I got two Lagunitas and a shot of whiskey. And I think that came to like 19 or something. Yeah. And he just let me.
Wait, in the moment right there, you said, all right, give me one more beer and a shot.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
And let me close out the tab.
Yeah.
So you're standing at the bar with two full beers and a fucking glass of whiskey.
What am I, an asshole?
You're going to make me admit this on air?
Yeah, I'm telling you that.
Really?
So I'm sitting in the corner and it's like, not in the corner, it's just like towards the end of the bar, whatever.
By yourself?
Yeah, I don't really have a. That's what I'm saying. It was like the people that were, like the Casey's and the Robbie's, they were all out front smoking and I was like, it was just. Whatever.
I left you high and dry real quick.
Oh, yeah. You were like, I'm not walking up them stairs, you fat fuck.
I saw our buddy Chris Scopo fucking say, hey, you want to ride back to Queens? I'm like, let's go.
Whatever. So I'm like, it was fine. It was like, but also, like, I'm 32 years old. I have to learn to be like, okay, I can sit in a moment.
Can't.
And just go, okay, yeah, I'm comfortable here. No one's looking at me.
I think they are.
But they're not.
I know.
They're busy with their lives. You're the main character in your movie.
I know.
They're not going, oh, Lil Foley.
I
going,
think they're looking at me and they're making fun of me and that they
well,
don't like me.
A lot of times
me.
We are, for
Is
sure.
Is that true?
For you?
Yes.
Yeah. So okay. I go, you know what, man, just fucking sit here. It's 7 minutes of your fucking life. Down the beer, do the shot. have, you know, the other beer and fucking, it's whatever, 10 minutes of your fucking life that is 75 years long.
It's, hopefully.
You're not going to remember it. But now, that's like beer number 11, 12, and now a shot is a fucking, you know.
Which they say is like two drinks.
As the icing on the cake. So I'm like fucking 15 drinks deep or something
Jesus.
At this point.
Jesus. Got a problem.
I know, man. I don't know when to stop. So,
I liked our hang downstairs.
Hold on. So I'm not done. It gets weirder.
Oh, boy.
So I go, I'm going to get the... So, and I hate being... I don't know. Especially at comedy functions. They're like work functions. You know what I mean? These are your coworkers, your boss, your,
yep.
you know, your
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
There's a dynamic that you're like... And I see it and I'm like... First of all, I'm like, none of my close friends are here, really. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you don't want to be the last guy at a work event either.
Oh, no.
So... I texted our one buddy Case. I was like, yo, man, where are you at? I think it was downstairs across the street. I don't know, because everybody was like kind of dispersed. I'm like, yo, where are you at? He's like, I left years ago. I'm like, oh, God. And he's like a boozer. So I'm like, if he got the fuck out of there, I got to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
So I go, all right, so I leave. I get an Uber pool, right? Uber pulls up. I get in the Uber. It's just me.
Okay.
You know.
Sometimes you get lucky on those.
Yeah. So I wake up.
What? Wait a minute. You missed a part of the story.
Yeah.
You got into the Uber pool. There was
no one
in there.
That's the last thing I recall. Right?
And what?
What do you mean what? I get in the Uber pool, close the door.
Are we missing some frames from the camera
that's
here?
That's what I'm trying to get to. Lights go out.
What is
out.
This? Is a Bruder film? A couple of things
back
cut out.
And to the left. So lights go out.
You get in the back of the car.
You're going to... Let me just tell it. I
Go
get
ahead.
In the... Do you not understand I get in the back of the car, and apparently I pass out.
There's some reports.
I know that because I come to on my street.
Mm-hmm.
Just randomly. I come to on my street. Now, I'm the only one in the car. So I don't know if I just got lucky and we didn't pick anybody up and they just took me from... the party straight home, or if we stopped in Midtown somewhere, someone got in the car next to me catching flies with pizza sauce on my shirt. It drove them to wherever the fuck they had to go. They got out, and someone else, I don't know. I can look in the app to find out if we did drive someone.
But you don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I can't bring myself to open the app.
It's nice when you wake up right as you're pulling up to the house, though, isn't it?
It's like time travel.
Yeah,
it's great.
It is. It's literally time.
So I could have been an Uber. It was an Uber pool, but for me, it was a fucking direct flight, door to door.
It was VIP.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost nice. I would love that if you just got into like if they just put you to sleep on long plane rides. Like if you wanted to fly to Australia,
well, they have though. They I mean, you take sleeping pills.
Yeah, I guess. But if they had like something, a little
sleeping
bit,
pills,
something better, like instantly just put you to sleep.
Yes. Did you ever try fucking heavy sleeping pills? My girl's got some fucking efficient German ones.
Really,
dude? You look at them and they put you down. These things are no joke.
Nuh-uh. You
yeah,
just get on the
she
plane.
She flies with them. I don't take them. She flies with them.
Are you sluggish afterwards?
Oh yeah, she's like, I gotta like drag her to the car when I pick her up. It looks like a fucking kidnap victim.
Oh, that's a good piece of business right
yeah.
there. What I was going to say is I was able enough to center myself to be like, hey, let's go sit down. That hanging out at the bar when there's no seats, I'm past that. I'm not sitting around, standing around trying to look cool. I want to go to a nice, cool, climate-controlled
yeah.
environment, sit down, chop it up a little bit. And I'll tell you another thing, talk about hard feelings. Can we get rid of the music at fucking places? I'm done with the fucking music.
Okay.
There should be no music.
Well, it was a little loud that night.
But they should play classical music everywhere.
Classical? Another spot tea there, Fatso.
Hello! No, it should be low. You should have conversations. I hate going to places and the music's blasting. You ever walk into a bar and they're like getting ready for like a big Friday night and it's like 9 o'clock and no one's in there but the fucking music's fucking blasting?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's like,
come on,
understand
man.
The setting, the
yeah.
tonality.
Play to the crowd, will
yeah,
you?
I know.
Put
I don't
some
fucking...
Seinfeld on so I can get a couple of packs.
I don't fucking get it at all. Yeah. It's pretty brutal. There was a place in Queens that I would go in. I went in and there was no music on. Let's call it was like Friday, you know, Saturday at like 6 or whatever. I popped in for like a quick bite. And then like while I was there, they were like, oh, it's now party time. And I'm like sitting, there's like four people in the fucking bar and you're blasting like Ace of Base or something.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, you fucking jerk offs?
What do you think there's the most shitty of? Do you think there's more shitty acoustic guitar players or DJs? You know, like just like the DJs, the weekend fucking DJs, they go into a place. But like, if you go to like Maniunk or like, you know, one like a suburban fucking brew pub, and they have like some fucking jerk off playing fucking acoustic guitar,
and he's baby, I love you, wait.
Oh, just
every day,
not bad. But like, just doing shit bag versions of fucking the cheesiest songs.
Yeah,
they're not like really like performing out. The mic's always too loud. The guitar's not good, or vice versa.
Yeah, well, they're fucking. I mean, they're playing cover tunes. You know what I mean? A couple of licks. Eh?
So, what do you think's worse, that or the? Would you have one of those?
But I have. But if I, who am I? A bar owner, or am I just eating?
You're a customer going into a place. What would you want to deal with?
DJ, I think.
You wouldn't want the DJ.
No, I would want the DJ.
Oh yeah, you don't want the guitar.
Because I can tell the waitress, hey, fucking, can you lower the music? You can't go up to him mid fucking Clapton song and be like, hey pal, you stink. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a live performance, too. You got to be quiet. You can't talk over it.
Ugh.
The DJ, you can be like, hey, man, it's a little loud. Can you fucking turn this down? Or can you put us in a corner where, you know, fucking DJ Bad Haircut isn't fucking in my grill?
DJ Office Job. Look out. How are we looking on the Grudge of the Week this week?
Pretty good. Let's not too bad. You know what I mean? Just filling some...
You're really going in with the selfies here. How you doing, folks? What are you, panning me? Is this a video? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing a video. You got to be relevant.
All right. You got to stay on topic. We got to get on Twitch.
We're twitching here.
And Venmo.
We're twitching here. All right, we got a couple of grudges, I think.
Woo! We had a nice follow-up last week to The Cheating Wife, episode 4, which was fucking fantastic. We had to set our buddy there straight. If you guys have an email, if you have something you want to get off your chest, it doesn't matter what it is, all right? It doesn't have to be some sexy love triangle fucking...
This is, I got this. This, for instance, is from our buddy Brian.
Okay.
You know Brian.
Do I?
Yeah.
Our buddy Brian from Atlantic City.
Yeah, Jersey Brian.
Great guy.
Who is nice enough...
I know.
...to offer his house to you.
That's right.
So you could go on vacation at his home.
I was informed of that this morning.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
Kevin. That's a very nice offer, Brian. I appreciate it. That's a fucking hard-on right there.
That is. And
that's
Brian,
a team long baller.
He offered it to me as well, but as you know, I stayed a Regal Estate down there when I visit South Jersey. I'm on the bay, mansion, docks, water slides.
Stealing
everything.
Crabs.
Oh, buddy. All right. But he wrote in... This is just a quickie. And this is kind of what, you know, the hard feelings was meant to be. Just kind of like the quickies go, this guy can go fuck himself type
yep.
thing.
So if you have one, hit us up.
Yeah.
Thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com. You can also write in to get in on the t-shirt, which we're going to announce next week. We'll give away the t-shirt, and we're going to start selling the t-shirts. We've got a nice
little... t-shirts are for sale. You can find the links in all of our social media. It's everywhere. Just fucking go. Or fuck it. If you don't know.
Not a bad looking tee either. Not a bad looking cool.
All right, here it is.
All right.
Had a hard feeling yesterday. Went to this restaurant and it wasn't busy at all. Sat right down. 10 minutes goes by and a waitress walked over and said, "Someone will be right with you." 5 minutes later, a waiter walks by, same replay. Someone will be with you. Another 5 minutes. So now we're 20 minutes in.
Just take the order. These fucking people.
Yeah, someone walks by and says, "Someone will be right with you." And he goes, "I said, I think you'll do." It's a little snappy.
Ooh.
A little snappy.
Way to go, Bri.
I respect it and a little this. That's a little.
No,
I get it. That's also kind of fun. Play
20
like,
minutes.
Know, 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Right, buddy, you don't get a 7 and I'm fucking
out the door. Out the door. Please.
Yeah, get the fuck out. But hey, you waited 7. She said, he goes, "Oh, you'll do." She'll have a Grey Goose martini, and I'll have a Bud Light. You are garbage. Holy shit, Bri, you're killing me.
Ooh, talking about the Capulets and the Montagues over here. I like it.
A Grey Goose martini and a Bud Light.
Talk about an uptown girl right there and a downtown guy. I like it. Bud Light warm, please.
Yeah, he said I was 80% pissed off, but fuck that guy. Yeah, you know. What do? You gotta give us a little bit of a snapback because they're disrespecting you. They're going, multiple people are walking by going, "Ah, fuck that guy. This guy doesn't matter." It's like you're sitting there like, "Hey, buddy, I'm trying to spend money in here."
Yeah, from a restaurant employee point of view, they maybe were changing shifts or whatever. Fucking. And they just didn't want to do it. You know what sucks? Is like, I go out and I've been in Brian's situation and you feel like a fucking jerk off and you just take it. But meanwhile, if somebody sits there for more than 3 minutes, I'm like, I go over and I'm getting a fucking attitude. It's like, you know, I'm so over the other way. Like, I would never even if I was done. I would go just, "Hey, what do you guys want?" It takes fucking 3 seconds.
Yeah.
"All right, what do you guys want?" I'll go over fucking, "Hey, Tina, put this in." Fucking, the guy got a goose and the fucking girl got a whatever. But there's no end to it. It's just a trap on both sides. Like, you sit there like a fucking jerk off when it's not you. But then I feel like, I've told you this before, when I go into fucking restaurants, I feel like people are treating me like a fucking piece of shit.
Because you're crazy.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
I think you did the right thing, B. You got to fucking...
Yeah, you got to
get... Can't take any guff off these swine. That's what you got to do.
Guff off these swine. What are you, my fucking grandfather? Hey, you see? You don't guff off these swine.
I might be.
We have another longer one, but I don't necessarily want to jump into it because we got a hard out at 12.
So yeah, we'll save it for next week.
Yeah.
We'll save it for next week.
Do you have anything else? Any other buttons you want to put on top?
That's it, man. That's it. I thank you for letting me talk through that. I appreciate that. I hope it helps some other people if they're going through a similar thing, or they can make fun of me, whatever you want to do. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm looking forward to coming back. I'm looking forward to the fall with you. We got a lot of things coming up. It's going to be great.
Albany tickets on sale.
Albany tickets on sale the 29th
of September.
And we are also going to be at, the Slipper Room or what? Where's the show for here?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
We got a hot show coming up on 9/26.
Yeah, bear with me.
26. I want to say it's the Slipper Room.
The Cutting Room.
The Cutting Room.
Oh.
Woo! Get the Slipper Room out of here.
Yes.
We're cutting, baby.
Slipper Room, you garbage.
We'll be at the Cutting Room on September 26th. We'll be in Albany on September 29th. Got the t-shirts rocking out. We'll be back next week. Hope you guys have you guys have already had a safe and happy Labor Day. So we'll catch you a week from now.
Foley's going to have a safe and healthy Gabor Day. All right, end on a bomb.
Goodbye.
See ya.